from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. No new COVID-19 cases and none resolved today in the area covered by the Porcupine Health Unit. Testing and vaccinations continue. Those figures make up our By the Numbers feature on MyTimmonsNow.com. There's a dramatic drop in new cases across Ontario today at only 269. That's the smallest daily increase since August. However, another six people have died. A lot of science can go into setting a Guinness World Record, and that's the focus of a traveling exhibit at Science Timmins. It's from Science North in Sudbury and features activities that might spur you into attempting a record of your own. It's in town until December 2nd. Science North's Laura Clausen says it comes with two blue coats.
Who are Science North and Science Timmins science communicators that engage with visitors, let them know all about what's within the exhibit and help disseminate that science that's in that.
The last record for Timmins was from École Secondaire Thériault in November 1999. It crammed 27 students into a VW Beetle in 5 minutes and 14 seconds. Well, it's no surprise that Chrystia Freeland is still Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. Even though there's a sizable shakeup in Prime Minister Trudeau's new cabinet, there are 39 members of the new cabinet, but only 7 MPs have held on to their previous posts. The most notable changes include Patty Haidu out as Health Minister. She's now Minister of Indigenous Services. Jean-Yves Duclos is now Health Minister. Anita Anand, who was the head of the country's COVID-19 vaccine procurement, has been promoted to Minister of National Defense, replacing Harjit Sajjan. Mark Garneau has been shuffled out of cabinet, with Melanie Joly taking over foreign affairs. More Canadian parents are planning on letting their kids go trick-or-treating this year, but they might face more closed doors. A new survey from Léger and the Association for Canadian Studies suggests that 93% say their kids will be heading out on Halloween this Sunday. Almost half also say they won't be shelling out treats to little ghosts and goblins because of the pandemic. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.